Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 396 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 62, our current temperature. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Robin Becker. Robin, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, sir. Nice to talk to you.
Very, very good. And we haven't met yet. And so first time we get to chit-chat here a little bit. So let's go back to the beginning, give the folks a little bit of an idea who you are, where you were born and raised, and how you got into this music business. So start at the beginning.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Sherry, Wisconsin, which is right in the middle of the state pretty much. And you may have heard of the Sherryland Ballroom.
Uh-huh.
I grew up near there.
Okay.
Went to Auburndale High School. And that's where I met Mark Leachy.
Okay.
Actually, in junior high school. Before that, my interest in music actually came at an early age, and I learned how to read music and kind of play piano from my great-grandmother, Minnie.
Oh, okay.
And she played the church organ for many, many years, like 80 years. I don't think she ever missed a Sunday.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she was quite a woman.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where my music learning began. Then when I was in grade school, I started saxophone, learned how to play saxophone in the band, and that's where I met Mark in junior high.
Okay.
Him and I were the two saxophone players. We sat next to each other, and we struck up a friendship, and it still remains to this day.
You bet. And we've had Mark on the program recently. Of course, he came out with a new CD recently, one called Blackjack, and hit a home run with that one. It's a good, good CD. And so both continuing to make music, so that's great.
Yeah, really. Yeah, he's responsible. He's responsible for me being in the polka industry. So.
Well, good. That's good.
Blame him. Blame him. It's all his fault.
And you guys work together on occasion yet at all?
Not in recent years. I mean, he played drums with us probably about 3 years ago, I think, was the last time I seen him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and and that's what he told us, too, that he's not playing a whole lot right now. He made that recording just for the fun of it, and For the enjoyment of the listeners. So yeah, that's very good. Well, good.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I think the world of Mark and his mom, Lorraine.
Yep.
I played in the Little People band for many years.
Okay.
And then that's where I kind of got introduced to the Dutchman style. Early on, Mark says, you got to come see this band. And I'm like, okay. And we went to, what the heck's the name of that town? It's a little town, Siegel, I think, or Seneca. Something like that.
Okay.
And there's a little church hall there, and the Rainbow Valley Dutchmen were playing there.
Oh boy, yeah.
And from then on, I was hooked on the Dutchman style. That was it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Nah, you're naming some good music, some good bands there when you're talking about Ray Dorschner, because I really enjoy their music too. Got to see him several times over in the German Fest when they played out there in Milwaukee, and. Yeah, fell in love with that music too as well. Very, very clean, precise. They do it right.
You bet.
So, did you start playing banjo when then? You said you started playing sax in school, so how'd you get into the banjo then?
Well, Lorraine actually happened to have a tenor banjo, and I was fooling around with the guitar back then.
Okay.
And it only had four strings, so I figured, well, heck, that should be easier than the guitar, so I picked it up and started playing it, and things just kind of went from there. Next thing I knew, I was playing banjo with Dutchman bands, so...
Okay.
Some pretty interesting experiences early on. Ellsworth Polka Fest, I had some really great times there. That was where I met Jerry Schust.
Okay.
And that was a funny story, actually. Well, it wasn't funny for Becky. Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman were booked there. They were playing in the basement under the ballroom at Ellsworth.
Okay.
And there was a little pub down there, and Becky, while they were bringing in equipment, had broken her foot. Coming down the stairs or something like that. And so Terry, her husband, took her to the hospital. Well, they were supposed to play, so they asked Jerry Schucht if he would play. And then for some reason they asked me to play banjo. So then I was Ivanhoe Dutchman that day along with Jerry Schucht. And of course, Dennis Natterney, their drummer, and... Cedric Foley was playing the bass for it, I believe.
Okay. Nice.
So that was quite an interesting experience there.
Big thrill to play behind a guy like Jerry Schucht, huh?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I really got to like Jerry a lot. Socializing with him at Gibbon especially was great to get to know the guy.
Yep. He was a class act, a very good player, you bet. You bet. All right. So along the way, you're just pretty much jobbing with whoever came along. How'd you hook up with Ray Hanosky then?
Oh, well, you know, we had met way back when, you know, probably in the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
But our paths hadn't crossed too much after that. I ran into him in Sparta one time when I was playing with Gary Brigham, I think.
Okay.
And... I think Mark, he had been in touch with Mark Leachy, and Mark mentioned that maybe I would play with him. I think that was how that happened.
Oh, okay.
And so then I started playing with Ray, and Ray's like, well, you know, I kind of want to get into this, because he retired from his full-time job, and so now he wants to play some music, and I'm like, well, okay, I'll do what I can, you know.
Sure.
It's been going all right, you know.
Well, absolutely. You know, and being a drummer, we're part of the same section there, a rhythm section or the percussion section. And I always say we're not the pretty instruments. Usually you don't hear much melody coming out of the tuba or the drums or even the banjo. Most of it is all always chording or just keeping the beat. And but I've always said that if one of us stops playing, everybody turns around and says, what happened, huh? So you get that same feeling?
That happens, yeah.
Yeah. and it just shows how important those back row people are, those pieces there. You know, I always, I was a front row guy too. I was a trumpet player, and I always say the pretty guys, they sit up front, you know, they're the showmen. They have the melody and the solos and, you know, concertina player, trumpets, saxes, clarinets, they're all in the front row, traditional bands.
You know, I would love to sit in the back row, but being a four-piece band, I'm kind of stuck in front.
Oh, you are in the front, though. Okay. Yeah.
I do a fair amount of singing. I really wasn't that interested in doing a whole lot of singing, but people really seem to want that. So I've been trying to do more of it, and it's been going pretty good, I think.
Do that much singing that you've got them all memorized, or do you need your cheat sheets, or how does that work for you?
No, I can't. I have a hard time remembering lyrics.
So okay.
Having them in front of me is very helpful, yeah.
Oh, very good. Well, Robin, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
You bet.
All righty. So, Cy here with the St. Joe Meat Market from the Sausage Kitchen. A reminder, the Minnesota Firearms Deer Hunting Youth Season is this coming weekend. And then the regular firearms opener is just a few short weeks after that. If you still have some trimmings left in your freezer from previous hunts, bring them in now. The St. Joe Meat Market can grind them into hamburger or make some delicious sausage products in time to take with on your upcoming hunting trip. And for the do-it-yourselfers, the St. Joe Meat Market carries all the ingredients to make your own sausage products, including boneless pork and beef trimmings, a full line of casings that includes natural pork, beef, and sheep, fibrous and collagen casings, and there's also a large variety of seasoning, everything from brat and breakfast-type seasoning to the wiener and bologna seasoning, summer sausage, snack stick, and jerky seasoning. Call ahead and have your order waiting for you when you walk through the door. The phone number is 320-363-4913. Also, if your group is heading out for the big hunting trip, heading up north or heading south, plan your meals with great meat and food items found at the St. Joe Meat Market. Call in your orders now and have them fresh or frozen, ready to pick up when you're ready to head out. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's a big thank you from the St. Joe Meat Market, and have yourself a safe, but a successful, but safe hunting season. Robin, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We put up a meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Did Ray happen to show you his or give you a little sample of his at all?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question, but I'd say no.
No? Okay. He utilized it himself with his family. Very good. Well, that's all right. We'll make sure that you get a good sample of it as well. So good for you.
Sounds good.
You bet. So with that, we were talking about playing with Ray. I know that the last time we talked, you guys were in the process of recording another CD. How is that coming along?
Well, it's kind of a long process.
Uh-huh.
Me and Tony Kaminsky are kind of learning as we go, and I would have to say overall I'm fairly happy with the progress.
Okay. So, well, we're anxious for that to come out. We'll be waiting for that to come and get that featured when that comes out. So, in the meantime, you guys did do the 1-4 beers. That's a great recording. It must have been fun for you, huh?
Yeah, it was a good time. You know, we got together and we did it in kind of a hurry. And but the end result, I think, is good.
You bet. It is. It is. And that's one thing with the four-piece band, and I know you, the way you've been talking previous here, you've played with bigger bands. So with the four-piece, there's not as many parts to hide behind, or you're pretty much known what you play. So when you get with the bigger bands, then there's horns, trumpets, clarinets, and all of that. So there's a lot more moving parts. So
sure.
with the four piece there. It's what you and Tony is the bass horn player, Dennis on the drums, and Ray on concertina, huh?
Right.
There you go. All right. Playing the banjo, did you ever learn to read music then, or do you play pretty much by ear? You just know how the banjo parts are supposed to go?
Well, when I'm playing a horn, I need to read music. I can't play by ear.
Okay.
Playing the banjo, that's chording, so I have an easier time just playing by ear than trying to follow a chart, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, very seldom have I ever followed a chart. I just try to play by ear the best I can.
Sure, sure. Okay. And how many years have you been playing now? I guess I didn't quite gather that before.
I started in 86.
86, so 14 and 21, about 35 years then, huh?
35 years, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Very good, very good. So you go back.
I would like to mention that back when I started out, I was playing with the Little People Band.
Uh-huh.
I also had several jobs with the Jolly Musicians back then.
Oh, okay.
And that was Don and Jermaine Liss. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them or not.
No, I don't know them.
Kevin Liss is their son.
Oh, Kevin, yep. I know Kevin, yep.
And Don is a fine concertina player, always was. And so that was nice, you know. That was my first real exposure to playing with a concertina as a lead.
Okay, very good, very good.
And so I learned quite a bit right there. That helped a lot.
Yeah,
I was actually fortunate enough that at Ellsworth Polka Fest, I asked Ivan Kale if I could sit in with him, and he was kind of hesitant, but he says, "Okay, you sit right next to me."
Oh, okay.
he was playing the drums, and he wanted to hear what I did, so I sat next to him, played a couple of sets, and he nodded. He says, "You did a good job."
Awesome. Yeah, well, they've got a pretty good banjo player over there with that Ivan Kale band. Jerry, his son, does a great job, too.
Yeah, right.
Good. All right. So,
he wasn't there that time or something. I'm not really sure how that happened.
Yeah. Well, I know with the band, he was also one of the sax players horn players with the band. I think Jerry plays sax,
right.
Clarinet, trumpet, all of that, too, as well. So.
Sure. Oh, yeah, Jerry sat in with us when I played with Kyle several times over the years, too. Oh,
okay, yep. Yeah, so good guy, very good. You bet. So where I was going with this, though, was you've played quite a few years then, so you go back to some of the great dance halls then. Care to mention some of them that you got into that you really enjoyed?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fun at many of them don't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
The one in Fountain City just was one of the latest ones to go down, I guess.
Okay.
And that Fountain City Fest, that was my first experience at a polka fest, was in Fountain City.
Okay.
And that's where I met Kyle Hartwick and Frank Gillespie.
Okay.
Bunch of those guys. That was really an eye-opener, that first polka fest.
You bet. You bet. Any other ballrooms that stand out in your mind?
Oh, there was the Trianon Ballroom. That was always fun. Kyle used to play there on Easter Sunday for many years.
Okay.
My absolute favorite ballroom to play in is outside of Wahoo, Nebraska, the Starlight Ballroom. That's just a fantastic place to play, I think.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. As far as banjo goes, was there anybody that you really looked up to or somebody else that played banjo style or anything that you remember as you were growing through the years?
Well, Tony Jurgensen with Brian.
Oh, you knew Tony.
Mississippi Valley Dutchman. Tony was a very big influence on me. So
they called him Grandpa.
I can't even begin to play the way he did. And if I could play half as good as he did, I'd be happy. So.
Absolutely. Yes, they referred to him as Grandpa.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember hearing Brian call him that. And
he's an amazing banjo player, just amazing, I thought.
Yep. Yep, he did a song called Fidgety Digits that Brian recorded, and that one. That was a nice featured song on that album or that CD.
Yeah, that's way over my head.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Any particular songs that you really get excited about or really like when they pull them up and they say, we're going to play this, whether it's a polka or a waltz, what would you mention?
Oh, there's so many good ones that it's really hard to
single out one. Okay.
I can't really think of anything that really stands out, I guess.
Okay. Very good.
I like to do things that are a little bit out of the norm.
Okay.
You know, I don't really care to hear the same tunes over and over. I like to mix it up and play some different stuff, you know?
Sure, sure. You bet. Well, very good. Well, we're running down on time here, Robin. I usually ask everybody, we get to this point of the show, if there's a special memory as you look back over your career that you'd want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, with one of the bands or whatever it might be. What do you have for us?
Well, you know, I always enjoyed the hospitality of the people that come to listen to us. Especially when I was playing in Carl's band, I think the world of his mother Norma and her husband Dave.
Okay.
You know, they treated me like one of the family whenever I was there, and it was so relaxing to be there. They just made it so nice, you know, and I would like to thank them for that.
You bet.
And all the other people too that, you know, took us into their homes and let us spend the night. Bud Schrader and his family, they were always real, real accommodating to us. And,
oh, that's awesome.
Anytime we were in the New Ulm area, you know, we could count on Bud. So.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. Well, Robin, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I tell every guest, if the good Lord's willing that you and I are here down the road, we'll probably do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That sounds good. I got more stories I can tell you.
Oh, I'll bet you do. That many years in the polka industry, most people do have more stories. So we'll do that on another occasion.
Sounds good.
All righty, Robin. So if you want to hang on the line there, I'll talk you off the air. But you have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon. There he goes, Robin Becker, our 396th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. We're coming up on 12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 63, our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps featuring Robin Becker on the banjo. You bet. Coming up. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme musicians come and play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 396th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Robin Becker, our 396th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we're going to feature music by the band that Robin is currently playing with, and that is the Jolly Chaps, Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps. And so I'm just going to pull up music by them right now. And let's see if I can find that. Get that going right now. Alrighty, I guess it helps if I get in the right category here, so we'll do that. We're now at 15 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 63 degrees. Bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. Beautiful day, central Minnesota. All right, we've got things loading up right now. So we're going to get to music right now with Ray's Jolly Chaps. And we're going to start out with one called the Shoemaker Polka. Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps. And again, one called the Shoemaker Polka. The Jolly Chaps, Ray Hanaki, and the Jolly Chaps with one called the Shoemaker Polka. 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 63 our temperature here in Albany. An old-time landlord here, Buttons and Bellows with the Jolly Chaps. Thank you. The Jolly Chaps, one called The Buttons and Bellows Landler, featuring Ray Hanosky on the concertina. And, of course, Robin Becker on the banjo, along with Dennis Nat Herney on drums and Tony Kaminsky on the bass horn. More music on the way. It's polka time, one called The Four Beers Polka. Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps, a nice selection there, one called the Four Beers Polka. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang, and boy, they do a great job of traveling, great traveling company. And yeah, they are winding down the year. Yes, a lot of great trips with Jeannie in the books. And we were part of a couple of those. Yeah, we went to Medora earlier this year with Jeannie Bonfig and the gang, Art, and all of them. And was a great time. And then we also went to the music band at the Chanhassen. So yeah, I can tell you that great, great fun traveling group. Now, coming up in November, Jeannie tells me that she has six seats, only six seats left on that Christmas in the Ozark. That's November 14th through the 19th. So if you're interested, you better make her phone ring right now. Give Jeannie a call. Her phone number, 320-249-8149. 320-249-8149. And again, that is Christmas in the Ozarks. Should be a fun time. Let me find the details here. It says, Branson, Missouri, six shows, hits of the 60s and 50s too. So there's the Presleys, Hughes Brothers, Haygoods, Daniel O'Donnell, Clay Cooper, Country Express. There's nine meals included on this trip. Trip to the candy store, the Cheese House, Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri. Optional riverboat casino night in Kansas City, Missouri. There's a farewell party on Day number five, one day morning on your own. Choices to see would be the Titanic Museum, Fishing Museum, Veterans Museum, Old Downtown Time, at a Branson. That's a must-see, it says. Dick's Five and Dime, Grand Village Shops Chateau, Giant Gingerbread House Display, College of the Ozarks Tour, Winery Tour and Tasting. Wow, there's a lot of stuff that you can do on this trip. The trip is $829 based on double occupancy. And again, Jeannie tells me there's only six seats left on this trip. So give Jeannie a call. Once again, phone number 320-249-8149. Jeannie Bonfig, Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, great traveling group. And look forward to lots more great trips in 2022. Jeannie Bonfig, Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, as we get back to the music of Ray Hinocchi and the Jolly Chaps, right now, there's a great polka tune, one that Jerry Schuft recorded years ago, one called the Fritzy Polka. Called the Fritzy Polka, and yes, you can hear that banjo in the background. I love that plunking sound of the banjo. It just adds so much to the group. More music on the way, and this one, a nice two-step number, and I think Robin probably in on the vocal on this one. One called Why Don't You Love Me?
You love me like you used to do. How come you treat me like a worn out shoe? My hair is so curly and my eyes still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer or further or closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark like you used to do and say sweet nothings like you used to coo on the same old trouble that you always been through? So why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing and a long, long while. We don't get near or further or close. closer than a country mile. Well, why don't you just like you used to be? How come you find so many faults with me? Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do?
The Jolly Chaps, one called Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used to Do. Alrighty, more music. Another nice polka tune, one called The Cherry Polka. One called the Cherry Polka. Right now it's Landler time, Landler number 7 with the Jolly Chaps.
Thank you.
The Jolly Chaps with one called The Landler Number 7. Another great polka tune by Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps, and one called the St. Paul Polka. Jolly Chaps, one called the St. Paul Polka. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading at 64 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Of course, Kevin, always with new Hustlers in stock on hand. So take a ride out there and check them out. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. So, yeah, they start with the little Raptors and they go all the way up to the big Super Zs and beyond. And, of course, you can check out all the options that are available to you with those Hustlers. Yeah, baggers and other attachments always available. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, so yeah, if you've got a machine and it needs a little bit of service work, Kevin can help you out with that. Sharpen your blades, change your lubricants, belts, and hoses. He does it all. And if it's getting a little tired, well, Kevin will make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. Kevin does accept trades, so yeah. And then, of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile, so if he does trade one in, he'll get it fixed up, restored, back to shape, and puts it out for sale. So if you're ever on the market for something used, from time to time, Kevin has some used stuff available. Check him out tomorrow. And Kevin's phone number to call, you want to call him this time of the year, busy with crops being taken in. So Kevin's kind of the one-man band out there. Wants to be there when you come to check out those brand-new Hustlers, but otherwise needs to get the field work done too as well. So give him a call, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459, Kevin's Countryside. And this just for our good buddy John over at Lewis Motor. John listening in all the time. Yeah, he told me just what I read on Kevin's ad. Well, this is true, though. This is what Kevin's got. He just took on this year the power line of battery equipment from Ego. Yes, that 56-volt lithium-powered equipment. So, yeah, there's a hedge trimmer, a weed trimmer, chainsaw. There's a self-propelled lawnmower, snowblower, battery pack blower, handheld blower, a whole bunch of equipment there. And I can tell you from experience, I bought one of those power heads with the several attachments, and that really lasts. The battery lasts. And some very, very good equipment. Very, very heavy duty. Kevin doesn't handle junk, I can tell you that. Between the lawnmowers and the battery-powered Eagle equipment, Kevin does a great job. So check them out this week. Once again, give them a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. More great music on the way with Ray Chinaki and the Jolly Chaps. It's one called The Horseshoe Landler. Nice number there. One called the Horseshoe Landler. Right now it's old time polka time. One called the Jolly or the Lumberjack Polka. Lumberjack Polka. Nice job there on that one. One called the Lumberjack Polka. Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps. Old time waltz time. One called the Meadowlark Waltz. Mm-hmm. Pretty waltz tune there. One called the Meadowlark Waltz. Right now it's Landler time. One called the Overshoe Landler with Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps. The Overshoe Landler with the Jolly Chaps. One more polka coming your way, one called the Foolish Polka. Ray Hanaki and the Jolly Chaps and one called the Foolish Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice old waltz tune, one that Fez Fritzy recorded, number of bands recorded over the years, one called Who Pays, as Ray Dronlin used to call it, Vermus Pasalan, Who Pays Waltz. Thank you. And there you have it. The Who Pays Waltz, Ray Hanaki, and the Jolly Chaps wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.